Comprehensive symptom documentation in medical legal evaluation. In the realm of medical legal assessment, it is imperative to meticulously document current symptoms, providing the patient with ample opportunity to elaborate on their entire range of symptoms and grievances. This includes detailing any impact on activities of daily living, ADLS, or perceived diminutions in pre-injury functional capabilities. Precise documentation should encompass affected body parts, pinpointing the exact location, tracking the trajectory and referral patterns of symptoms, and characterizing spatial attributes, frequency, duration, as well as the intensity and severity of these symptoms. Engel's framework delineates 7 critical dimensions that encapsulate both the physical and emotional facets of a symptom: its chronology, bodily location, qualitative aspects, quantitative measures, contextual setting, factors that exacerbate or mitigate the symptom, and any accompanying manifestations. A thorough clinical evaluation necessitates elucidating each of these dimensions for every primary area of concern. Pain assessment. Pain, a frequent corollary of injuries, requires a comprehensive evaluation. It is essential to ascertain the nature of the pain, whether it is continuous, steady or fluctuating, or episodic and paroxysmal. A detailed description of the pain's quality is crucial, covering sensations such as burning, freezing, sharpness, pins and needles, aching, dullness, heat, cold, numbness, or electrical-like feelings. Factors that provoke or aggravate the pain, as well as those that provide relief, should be exhaustively detailed. Employing a 10-point scale for pain intensity can be beneficial, where 0 signifies no pain and 10 represents the most excruciating pain conceivable. Inquire about variations in pain intensity over a typical week, including average, minimum, maximum, and present pain levels. Addressing additional symptoms and concerns. It is also vital to note additional descriptors such as tingling, numbness, weakness, swelling, changes in color or temperature, sweating, alterations in skin or hair growth, etc. The presence of emotional, example, anxiety, depression, or cognitive, example, memory, concentration issues, impairments should be acknowledged. Gathering information from significant others can provide additional insights. Given the pronounced influence of psychological and social factors in the evolution of chronic pain, these elements warrant thorough exploration by the physician. Engaging the patient in a dialogue about their understanding of their condition, their beliefs, and knowledge about potential outcomes, as well as their apprehensions, can yield valuable insights and aid in forming a more holistic understanding of their condition.